Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Turn off the news. Anti-anxiety medications are prescribed at a higher rate than any other medication. As a nation, we have become literally a nervous wreck. I think much of our hand-wringing and stomach-churning is from our obsession with keeping up with current events. We have alerts endlessly dinging, screaming at us, "Look at this. Can you believe he said that? Did you hear about this? We must do something about that." Christian, where is your hope? In what are you trusting for relief? God says through Isaiah that sinners are terrified and godless people tremble at the news. Sinners in Zion are terrified. Trembling has seized the godless. Who among us can live with the consuming fire? Who among us can live with everlasting burning? Isaiah chapter 33, verse 14. As these anxiety-plagued people are wondering how they can survive the latest deluge of terrible news, God answers the burning question of real security. He says it is one who walks righteously and speaks with integrity, one who rejects unjust gain and shakes his hands so that they hold no bribe, one who stops his ears from hearing about bloodshed and shuts his eyes from looking at evil. He will dwell on the heights. His refuge will be the impregnable rock. His bread will be given him. His water will be sure. Isaiah chapter 33, verses 15 and 16. Did you catch what was in the middle of that list? Stop listening to the reports of bloodshed and stop watching all the news reports of evil people doing evil things. Instead, God says that we should be watching our own lives closely so that we are walking righteously, speaking with integrity, not falling for the latest fads, and not being bribed by so-called influencers to see things their way. When we are focused on God and living our lives according to His righteous standards, we won't have any time or mental energy to give to the evil and bloodshed in the headlines. Rather, we will live securely, protected and blessed by our loving Savior and Lord. Isaiah chapter 33 goes on to describe what we will notice when we turn off the world's news and gaze at God. Your eyes will see the King in His beauty, verse 17. You will no longer be shaken by fierce people, verse 19. But you will know that the Majestic One, the Lord, will be for us and will save us, verses 21 and 22. Turn off the world's news and dive into God's good news instead. You will immediately feel God's peace replacing any fearful trembling in your heart and mind.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.